Most of the Midwest will likely experience a little bit of light precipitation this weekend, and then some drier conditions will occur. But temperatures are likely to be below average in many locations, and that's going to bring down soil temperatures. We expect the highs to cool off to the 50s and 60s across a fairly large part of the Midwest as we go forward through the weekend and into early next week, with nighttime lows falling into the 30s and some lower 40s. There will be frost potentials across a large part of the region. I don't think that temperatures will get below freezing very often, but there will be some of those instances, especially in the northern part of the Midwest, from eastern sections of the Dakotas into Minnesota and northern parts of lower Michigan. Those areas will probably see temperatures in the 20s and 30s, but we expect the lower Midwest to probably see most of its temperatures in the 30 degree range, with only a handful of locations getting into the 30 to 32 degree range. We can expect at least a few freezes, though, to occur as far south as northeastern Missouri, central Illinois, and maybe west central Indiana. That would occur Sunday and Monday mornings. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings, we may see some similar conditions occurring in pockets across the easternmost sections of the Midwest and southward into Virginia and parts of North Carolina. Now, corn will not likely tolerate any frost very well, but it is not going to die in this environment. The crop will likely experience some leaf mass burning, and that will likely set back crop development once again. And really, it's kind of interesting with the way the weather's been in the past couple of weeks. All that advantage of getting crops in the ground so early this year has more or less been lost by the cool weather bouts that we've experienced here recently, and a couple of freeze events that have also impacted the region. Crop development is no further along than it would be normally if the crop was put in the ground like it is most years. And it looks as though the outlook for precipitation across the Midwest will continue to be somewhat reduced as we move forward through the latter half of the weekend and into next week. The odds are very good that we'll see some rain develop in the latter part of next week, Thursday or Friday, but any precipitation that occurs between Sunday and Thursday of next week will be mostly insignificant. We will see a bit of a warming trend take place during the middle to latter part of next week, but the eastern Midwest will not see nearly the warm-up that some of the western Corn Belt and Plains will likely experience. In fact, while cool weather is dominating a big part of the Midwest, we'll be seeing temperatures getting well above average in the Plains. Highs in the central and southern Plains will be in the 80s and lower 90s. Highs in the northern plains will likely be in the 70s and 80s, with temperatures over 80 degrees reaching up above the Canada border in southern parts of Saskatchewan for a brief day, maybe two at the most, in southern parts of Canada. Now, the heat will likely break down fairly quickly during the early to middle part of next week across the northern and some central plains locations. The southern plains will stay very warm, and this cooler air that is going to move across these areas will eventually push through the Midwest, and that's why the Midwest temperatures will not get nearly as warm as those areas off to the west. We will expect to see our best chance for rain back in the Midwest again at the end of next week and into the following weekend, after a low pressure system that is expected to form in the central plains marches off to the east northeast, spreading its rain right across the heart of the Midwest. Some hefty amounts of rainfall will be possible from the central plains to Wisconsin during that event, but I don't think we'll see too much in the way of heavy amounts in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.